The California Assembly gave unanimous approval to legislation that would prohibit utilities from using ratepayer funds to pay off settlements in lawsuits over wildfires caused by utility equipment. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan authored the bill. She wasn't able to comment today, but explained her legislation in May, when it first came before the Assembly.
Currently, when a civil or criminal fine is levied against an electrical or gas utility in a court of law relating to a wildfire conviction, California law forbids the companies from using ratepayer funds to cover those penalties. However, there's a loophole in current law that allows those same utility to use ratepayer funds to cover the fines if they settle the case before it reaches trial.
According to a report by the California legislature published earlier this year, since 2015, power lines have caused six of California's 20 most destructive wildfires, including the state's deadliest wildfire, the Camp Fire, which killed 85 people in 2018. PG&E, which is California's largest utility, was held responsible. The report found that the new State Office of Energy Infrastructure Safety approved utility companies' wildfire prevention plans, even when they were, quote-unquote, seriously deficient. It concluded that neither the Energy Office nor the Public Utilities Commission has done enough to ensure that utility companies prioritize upgrades in high fire risk areas. A loophole in current laws governing utility liability allows companies such as PG&E to enter into settlement agreements and use ratepayer money instead of profits to cover direct payments for home loss and fiscal penalties. AB 2083 prohibits utility companies from passing wildfire fines and settlements onto their customers when the company failed to meet their safety obligations. Bauer-Cahan says closing that loophole would mean ratepayers would no longer have to pay for a company's negligence.
Last month, the 6th County District Attorney impacted by the devastating 2021 Dixie Fire agreed to a civil prosecution settlement with PG&E, who admitted responsibility for the wildfire. Costs from this settlement will be passed on to the utility company's ratepayers solely because it never went to trial. AB 2083 simply prohibits any ratepayer funds from being used in settlement agreements with an IOU. By closing this loophole, we will ensure that ratepayer funds are protected the same way they would be in case of conviction.
The bill is now on the governor's desk and will become law next year if the governor signs it. This is Ana Lucía Herralda for KPFA.